Today's getting the New Testament, but the Mishnah on New Testament of, like the Mishnah, Bechol Koisvim, you create a get using anything. Some examples, Bidyoi, black ink, Bisam, a goldish ink, Besikra, red, Vekumus, sap, Vekankantam, we're going to see exactly what that is, Bechol Davar Shu Shalkayama, you could use anything really that's Shalkayama, that's going to last and stay as ink on the paper. In Koisvim, you're not allowed to write a get using Lebim Mashkin, not using liquids, Lebim Peiris, not fruit water, Vilei Bechol Davar Shein Miskayim, and also nothing that's not going to be Miskayim, meaning if the ink is not going to stay on the paper, it's not going to be Miskayim there. You cannot use it. Al hakol koisvin, you could write on anything, meaning it doesn't have to be dafka klaf or a piece of paper, but rather ala shozayis, you could even write on a leaf of an olive tree. And Rashi points out, it has to be disconnected first, obviously, because otherwise you would have issues of mechumer. Also, you could write on the horn of a para, and then what you would do is, then you give her the para. So you write it on the horn, then you give her the whole cow, and she's divorced. You could even write it on the hand of an eved, and then you go ahead and give her the eved, and she's divorced. Or basically, the Eimer, he argues and says, you can't write on something that has a ruachaim, any living thing, like a para or an eved. Basically, he says you can't write a get on. Additionally, not on food. Zakti Gemara. Dioi. What exactly is dioi? Diusa. It's this black ink, as we said. Sam. What's sam? It's sama, which is a goldish ink. Sikra. What's sikra exactly? Amarabba Barbarhana. Sakarta Shema. It's called sakarta, and it's this reddish ink. Kumus. What's kumus? Kuma. That's what it is. Kumus. It's this type of sap. Kankantim. What is kankantim exactly? We said we're going to discuss this. Amarabba Barbarhana. Amar. Shmuel. In the name of Shmuel. Charta de Ushbechi. It's charta de Ushbechi, which is some type of black shoe polish that they would use to polish shoes, obviously, but it's this type of black shoe polish. That is what kankantam is, which is harta de ushbechi. V'chol davar shehu miskayim. The Mishnah said, additionally, you could write using anything that is going to be miskayim. So what exactly is that coming to include? We said a few examples, then we said anything that's miskayim. So obviously, that's a ribway in the Mishnah. L'asuyamah, what's it coming to include? L'asuyah hadetani, it's coming to include hadetani Reb Chanina, that Reb Chanina taught. Kasvu b'meitaria v'aftza, if you wrote it with meitaria, which is like dirty rainwater, or v'aftza, gallnut water, kasher, it's going to be kasher. Tani Reb Chia taught. Kasvu b'avar, if you wrote it using lead, b'shachar, using charcoal, v'shichar, which is, again, harta de ushpachi, the same thing as kankantam, really, as we saw, black shoe polish. Kasher, it's going to be kasher. Itmar, it was said like this, as relates to Shabbos. Hamavir d'yoy al gavisikra, someone who writes using d'yoy, which is black ink. He writes it on top of sikra, which is a reddish ink. So you had the reddish ink already, let's say a word made out of, or shtei oisias, all you need to be chayv, according to Rashi. So you have two oisias, two letters of red ink. And on Shabbos, he draws over those two oisias using black ink. Hamavir deal gabi sikra b'shabbos, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shtokash, Nami Shemeh, they both say chayv shtayim, it's going to be chayv two. Why? Achas misham kaisev, achas misham meichek. One, because of kaisev, because the black is more chashav than the red. And therefore, when you wrote over the red letters with black, so you were kaisiv. It's not like you just ruined the red, because the black is actually better than that. So what you did is, A, you wrote on Shabbos, Shtei Oisias, using blacks, you're going to be Chai Misham Kaisiv, Achas Misham Meichik. You're also going to be Chai Misham Meichik. Since the black is more chashav than the red, you were Mevatel the red, and you essentially were Meichik, you erased the red letters when you draw over them, with the black ink, and therefore you were Chai both Misham Kaisiv and both Misham Meichik. Diyo Gabi Diyo. That was Diyo Gabi Sikra. Black on top of red. The black is more Hashem, and therefore it's more also a Ksiva and also a Mechika of the red. But what about Diyo Gabi Diyo? If you wrote with black ink on top of other black ink, so in that case, or Sikra Al Gabi Sikra, actually, or red on top of red, if it's the same color, then Potter. Then everyone's going to agree that it's going to be Potter. You're not going to be Chayim, not Misham Kaisiv, because you didn't add anything, and not Misham Meichik, because you didn't erase anything. It was black before, it's black now, and same letters are there. And it was red before, it was red now, and same letters are there. Sikra Al Gabi Diyoy, however, what about the opposite? You wrote Sikra using red ink on top of Diyoy, which is the more hush of black ink. So Amr Lachayim, Amr Lachayim, some say you're going to be Chayim, some say you're going to be Potter. Amr Lachayim, some say you're going to be Chayim. Why? Because Meichiku. And then the day you erased that black ink when you drew over with the red. I'm the putter. Some say you're going to be putter. No, mekalkalu, because all you did, you were mekalkal, since in the end of the day, the red is not as strong, it's not as potent as the black, and therefore, when you drew the red over the black, it's not considered a ksiva. It's not really considered like you were meichik the black either, because all you did, you were mekalkal it, and it's not a meichik almenas lichtav. Again, the only time you're going to be chayv for meichik, kaisiv, you're going to be chayv for kaisiv as in Israel, shteyaisis, according to Rashi, how he's learning this right now. But according to, on the tzad of meichik, the only time you're going to be chayv mishum erasing, meichik is when it's meichik amenas lichtoiv, meichik to red. And in the other cases, where let's say the deal gabi sikra, when you wrote the black on top of the red, so that is both kaisiv, you were also meichik amenas lichtoiv, you erased amenas lichtoiv because writing over the red color gave you the space to actually come out with the ksav that you did, which was black. So that's meichik amanas lichtav, meichik in order to write. But whenever you're going to have meichik shelo amanas lichtav, meichik when you're erasing, but the point isn't to write in its place something new, so that's not going to be there, right? So then you're going to be potter for that, and therefore, if it's only mekalkel, if you're going to be writing red over black, it's not like you erase the black meichik amanas lichtav because it's not considered more chashav, and therefore it's going to be mekalkel and you're going to be potter. According to that Ma'an, so it's machlekes whether you're chayev or potter in that case of sikra al gabi. Yeah, when you did the red on top of the black, amri lachayev because it's meichik, and amri lapotter because it's not really meichik amanas lichtav, it's rather mekalkel. Balmin erish lakish mer bechen, rish lakish aster bechen, and edim she'en yoidim lachsayim. Edim that don't know how to sign, what should they do? Mao sheichsev lem besikra, viyachsimu ksav elyon, viyachsimu. Could we do the following? Could we write down their names, write down the signatures, and outline it for them, besikra, meaning using this red ink, and then we'll have them sign on top of that using dioy and using a more hush of a black one. So ksava and ksava, is that going to work as their signatures or not? And you can see where this question comes from right now, because we just said that if you write black on top of red, it's going to be considered a ksiva and a mechika of what was there before. So it's going to be nechshav a good ksiva. So according to that, it would be that the edim actually, they signed well. So if they don't know how to sign, write it out for them in red. Now they'll outline it, meaning they'll go over the lines. They know how to do that. They might not know how to sign lechatchila, but once you do it, they'll know how to draw on top of the letters using black. And since black is a more chash of a thing, so it's going to be considered a good ksiva and a good chasima of theirs when they sign it, and it's going to be fine and it's going to work. So ksav and ksav, is that going to work or not? According to what you just said, he's going to be chayv shtayim. So obviously, it's considered a good ksiva when someone draws black on top of red. So Amrle, he answered him, no, in ksav, it's not going to be good, and you're not going to be able to do that. Amrle. But he told him, you told us that ksav elyon, ksav lein in Shabbos. If you write on top of sikra using dioid, black on top of red, you're going to be chayv on Shabbos. It's a ksav lein in Shabbos. Amrle, he told him. What, just because you compare the two things, nasa maisa, you want to actually put this into a maisa and paskin halacha that you're going to be able to act based upon this and use it in a get that's going to divorce a woman and free her to the rest of the world? That's already way too far. Meaning, even before, I'm going to be maskin that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we're not actually going to let him bring an actual karban chatas if this is something he did. Meaning we're machmir in the case, because it seems that it is a ksav. But we're not going to go as far as to say, a kula, that you're going to be able to actually do this for the edim on the get, to sign the get this way, and then let her use this get to go marry whoever she wants, and be matir and eshes ish la'alma based off this. That far we're not going to go. We're not going to use it for a kula. V'chime p'nei shaman and madam and nasa maisa. What, just because we're machmir in that case. And this case is similar. We're going to nasa maisa lehokil to be additionally make again. Even in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, even when we said we're going to be machmir by Shabbos, it's not. We're not that sure about it that he's going to bring a chatas if this is something he did, and we're going to be mechayv mishum ksiva. But either way, zokt the Gemara weiter itmar. It was said over like this. Edim she'en yodim lachsim. Edim who don't know how to sign. So is there etza what to do for them to help them sign the shtar? So Rava says, yeah, mekaren lemin yorchalok. We're going to rip out for them a smooth piece of paper, meaning we do some sort of stencil type of zach, and we make indents where they're supposed to fill in the ink. Then they fill in the gaps using ink. So basically, we stencil it for them, and we draw out their chasimus, and that's what they're going to fill in as the ink, and that's going to work for their chasimus. So Shmuel says, no, ba'avar. We draw it out, we write their chasimus using lead. And lead, we're, according to this, is not really considered such a writing, such a hush of writing, and therefore when they go on top of that and trace what we already wrote using lead, that's going to be a good chasima. Says the Gemara, what, you're going to use lead? We saw before, Bechia said, if you read it using avar, lead, or shichor, which we saw before is charcoal, or shichor, which is shoe polish, either way, all those cases are going to be kosher, but also ba'avar, it's going to be kosher, meaning it's a good ksiva. So how could you possibly tell me that this is what we're going to do? We're going to outline it with lead for the edim to trace over, but that first lead is a good ksiva. So obviously you can't do that. You would have to do the first outline with something that's not a good ksiva. So when the edim go and they trace over it, that's going to be the first ksiva, and that's going to be the chosh of a thing. But if avar is considered a good ksiva, how could you possibly do this? So it's Gemara, like, it's not a kasha, how avra? Where did we say that it's not going to be a good ksiva using lead, and therefore that's what you would do for the edim, and then they trace over that? That's regular lead. Regular lead is not going to stay there, and again, the avar, we have to understand, the avar of whatever the Mishnah was talking about, whatever the Gemara is talking about, but the avar is regular lead, not produced, nothing else done to it, regular lead is not going to stay there. It's not a bar kayama. It's not going to be miskayim on the paper, and therefore you're going to be able to do that to have the edim trace over that. B'hab b'mayin avra, Reb Chiya that said it's going to be a kashra ksav. If you do it lechatchila and you write it using lead, he was talking about mayin avra, lead water, meaning water mixed with lead, and that has much more of a reishim, and that's going to be miskayim in the paper, and that's what Reb Chiya said is going to be a good ksiva. But when did we say we outline it? What's Shmuel talking about that we outline it for the edim and then they draw over it? That was regular lead. That's not going to be a miskayim. And therefore, when he outlines above it, when he draws over above it a regular ksav, that's going to be considered the good ksav. Rebavo says, what should you do for these edim? You should outline it for them with gallnut water. And then they go above that and they trace those words that you wrote with the gallnut water, and it's going to be good. Then Rav Chanina teach that if you write it with gallnut water, it's going to be kosher. It's a good ksav. So how could you possibly tell me that the outline you could do for the edim is with gallnut water? If gallnut water itself is a good ksav, so how could you tell me that can't be the outline? Again, the outline has to be something that's not a good ksav. So when the edim trace over it, that's going to be the first ksav. Says Gemara, lekasha, it's not a kasha. How do I offits? It depends. It depends if the shtar you're dealing with, the actual paper you're writing on, the klaf, was prepared using gallnuts already. So back in the day, they used to work the shtar, and they used to soak it in gallnut. There was a whole procedure how they used to do. And the point of this was because once it was gallnutted, we're going to see, but once it was gallnutted, it was a lot more, the reishim was a lot more nicker, and therefore the paper lasted a lot longer, and the ink on the paper lasted a lot longer. So it depends what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a shtar that was already gallnutted, so in that case, smoothing it out for the edim, meaning doing the outline and outlining it for the edim using gallnuts on top of a paper that was already worked with gallnuts and it was already soaked in gallnut, was already gallnutted, as you could say. We're just going to use that word, gallnutted. But a paper and a shtar that was already gallnutted. And now you're outlining for the edim using gallnuts, using gallnut water, so that is not going to be miskayim. Why is that not going to be miskayim? She'ein meimilin on gabe meimilin. Because meimilin, you're right, by itself might be miskayim. But meimilin on top of something that was already worked with meimilin is not miskayim at all. Double meimilin is not miskayim. So if the shtar is already worked with meimilin and you're going to write on it using meimilin, that's not going to be miskayim at all. And that's the case we're dealing with, where we're saying you're going to be able to outline it for the edim using meimilin. That's talking about a shtar that was already worked with meimilin, and therefore it's not going to be something that's going to be miskayim. But when do we say that it is going to be considered a good ksav if you use meimilin, if you use gallnut water, and it's going to be a kosher ksav, and that's why you wouldn't be able to outline it for these edim? That would be in a case where the shtar was not already gallnutted. So if this is the first coat and the first contact this shtar is going to have with this gallnut water, then it's going to be shel kayama, and that's when you're not going to be able to outline it using the meimilin. Because again, meimilin on top of something that was already worked with meimilin is not going to have any kiyum at all. Rav Papa says beroik. What should we outline for these edim? You should do it with spit, and then they trace that spit and they write over with proper ink. V'chein oyri le Rav Papa dura. Rav Papa also paskin like that. To Papa Tura, Papa the cattle dealer, Beroik, that you should do it using Roik, spit. Vahani Mili, and this is all true by Gittin. This is only true by Gittin, meaning a get Isha. Because as we know, Mishuma Guna, Takanas Agunas, to make it a lot more simple and not make us find Edim that we wouldn't necessarily have. We're a lot more makel, and we take what we could get, basically, by a get Isha. Hal Mishtaris, but by regular Shtaris, loy. We wouldn't allow you to do this, and we rather go and try to find Edim who actually know what they're doing and actually are able to sign. But again, we're not going to be that picky by a get Isha because we don't want her to remain in an Aguna. But by regular Shtaris, we're not going to do this, and we're going to make you find Edim that actually know how to sign, and we're not going to do this whole outlining business. Dahu, Davar of the Bishar Shtaris, because there was someone that did this by Shar Shtaris, and he did this whole outlining zach by not gite isha, but rather by shar shtaris as well. But nagner of kahana gave him makas mardus. Says the Gemara Tanigav Azadar Rav, we have a Braisa supporting Rav, who said that the Eitzah over here to do for Edim that don't know how to sign is a stencil. We kind of make a stencil thing, we draw it out, and they fill in the gaps. So this is a Braisa supporting Rav. Edim Sheini Edim Lachsim, what should we do for them if they don't know how to sign? Mikaranem Nir Chalakum Imalem Esakarim Diyai, we do this stencil Zach. Mefurish in the Braisa. Amr Mishum Gamliel. Mishum Gamliel says, Bamed Ramam Ramam Gite Nashim. That's only true by Gite Nashim. Again, because we're more Mekum, Mishum Agunas. Avol Bishukhura Avonim. Misharka Sharas. But as it relates to Shikhura Avonim, freeing slaves, Misharka Sharas, and any other type of star for that matter, Im Yodim Likers Vlachsim, Choisman. If the Edim know how to read and sign, then they can sign. And if not, they don't sign. So this only time we let you do this Eitzah of doing the stencil thing for the Edim that don't know how to sign is by Gita Isha. But other stories, if they know how to read and sign, then they sign. And if not, they don't. Says the Gemara, Kari Yemayin Dechar Shmei. whoever mentioned, the Tanna Kamma didn't say anything about reading, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming in the end of the Braisa and saying if they know how to read. We weren't talking about reading, we're talking about if they know how to sign. So why do we start talking about if they know how to read and sign? Whoever talked about Kriya Bechlal, knowing how to read. Says the Gemara, really, you're right, it's missing a few words. Let's explain this Braisa, how it's really meant to be. That Edom Shein Yoedim Likrois, Edom that don't know how to read, what do we do? Karen Lufnei Mechaser. So we read it before him, and then they sign based off what we read to them. And then the Mishnah goes on. Once we did mention Kriya, so it actually is in the Braisa, then we mention it. If they don't know how to sign, then we could do this whole shtick with the stencil. Amar Shimon ben Gamliel continues in the Braisa. When is that true? That's only true that we would allow you to do this by Kitanashim. If they know how to read and to sign, then we're going to allow them to sign. And if not, they're not going to be able to sign. So now that we did mention, in this Chasurim Echzer, the way we were re-editing the Braisa, now that the Tanna Kamma did mention the reading, so it makes sense why Rabbi Gamliel argued on that and said, no, if they know how to read and sign, that's we're going to allow it by even Shnar Shtaris, but if not, it's only going to be allowed by Gitei Nashim. Amar Blazer, Blazer says, my time in the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what is the reason of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that he's makel by Get Isha, that he allows you to do this whole thing and read before them if they don't know how to read, and also do this whole stencil thing if they don't know how to sign? Why is he make more by Get Isha? And the answer is, like we said before, Shadloyu, B'nai Sishal Agunas. Mishum Takanas Agunas, because we don't want the B'nai Sishal to be Agunas. And if we're going to make it too complicated to get Edim, meaning maybe these are the only people we can find that are willing to sign on the Shtar, sign on the Get, and therefore, even though they don't know how, we're going to try to figure it out for them. And we don't want her to remain an Aguna, so we take what we can get. Amar Rava, Rava says, Halach Gam Shem Gam Leo. The Halach is like Gam Shem Gam Leo, that we do this Dafka by Get Isha, and this wouldn't work by Shar Shtaris. Again, this was the Machlekes in this Braisa we just saw between the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanna Kamma held, L'chara, you could do this by any Shtar. He didn't make a Chilek. Rav Shimon Gamliel came in and said, no, you could only do this by a Get Isha, by Shar Shtaris. It's not going to work. Says the Gemara of Rav Gamda, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Ein Alocha. Rav Gamda said, no, the Alocha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, the Alocha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only command, Rabbanon. So who's it like? The Rabbanon that said you could do this stencil thing even by a regular Shtar. We just saw a story where someone did that by regular shtar, not Get Isha, but not Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana whipped him. So obviously we don't paskin like the Rabbanon that you could do this even by Shar Shtaris, because we see that he did something wrong when he did it by Shar Shtaris. Says the Gemara, Tirgama Kriya. Enachanami, you're right. When Rav Gamda said the halachas like the Rabbanon, he wasn't going on the stencil thing that the Rabbanon said in the Braisa we just saw that you could even do it by Shar Shtaris. He was going on the Kriya part again. Again, when we re-edited the Braisa and we said Chesurim Mechzer V'Achkatani, we saw Tumach like him as well. We saw Edim that don't know how to read, what should you do? Kar in the flame. Then you read it before him and they sign. Additionally, if they don't know how to sign, then you could do this whole stencil thing. Rav Shimon Gamliel argued and said, no, that's only true by a Get Isha, but as it relates to Shar Shtaris, they would have to know A, how to read, and B, how to sign. So when Rav Gamda was saying the halachas like the Rabbanon, he's not going on the stencil thing. He was going on the first thing, knowing how to read. Rav Gamda holds the halachas like the Rabbanon, that Edim don't know how to read, you could read it before them, even by regular shtaris. The stencil thing, if they don't know how to sign, we're only going to allow you by Get Isha, and by that, he paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But as it relates to the reading, that if they don't know how to read, you could read it before him, in that, he paskins like the Rabbanon, that the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that even by Shar Shtaris, if they don't know how to read, it's not going to be that much of an issue, and we could read it in front of them, and then they could sign. Oh, if they don't know how to sign, then you're right. We're going to pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it's only going to work. This whole stencil trick, it's only going to work by a Get Isha. Rav Yehuda Mitzar. Rav Yehuda was a Zakin, Rashi says. He was very old, and it was very hard for him to read the whole shtar and be ma'ayin in it before he would sign as an aid or a dayan, and it was very hard for him to read it, but still, he would be mitzdar, kari b'chasim, and he would read it and sign it. But he would be very mitzdar, and it would be hard for him, but he would work and make sure he read it himself. Amar le Ula said to him, Leitzriches, you don't mean to read it yourself. Dar Rebelezer, Mar Eretz Yisrael, Rebelezer, who is the master of Eretz Yisrael, Mar Eretz Yisrael, karu kameh v'chasim. They read it before him. He didn't read it himself. He had other people read it before him, and then v'chasim, and then he signed on it. Rav Nachman karu kameh safri dayni. The Chasim, Rav Nachman as well. The Seifrim, as part of the Bezdin, they read it before him, and then he signed. But Taz Gemara, it's not right from Rav Nachman, because the Vidavka Rav Nachman, the Safri Dedaini, the Islu Emsa. Dafka Rav Nachman, who we know, he was appointed by the Reish Galusa. He was close with the politics, and everyone was scared of Rav Nachman. And therefore, Dafka, it's not a right, because Rav Nachman, it could be different, because the Safri Dedaini, the Seifrim, on the Bezdin over there by Rav Nachman, they are very scared. The Islu Emsa, they have a lot of fear of Rav Nachman, as we just saw, he was appointed by the Reish Galusa, and a big political figure, so they were scared of him and they didn't want to mess. So he knew that when they were reading before him, they weren't going to play any tricks, and exactly what they read was written on the shtar, and that's why he was able to rely on them to see what was written on the Torah, then he would sign on that. Avor Rav Nachman of Safri Achrini. But Rav Nachman, using other seferim that aren't necessarily so scared of him, or Safri Dani Inish Achrini, or those seferim of the Bezdin, but a different person, not Rav Nachman, who's so intimidating, loy. This wouldn't necessarily be true, so it's not necessarily a raya from Rav Nachman that he was able to do this, and maybe we can say that by other people, they actually would have to read it themselves. Rav Papa, Kiava Aslakame Shtar Parso. When a Persian star would come before him, the Ovid Bar Koishal Kusim that was made in the courts of Goyim, Makri Lulashne Kusim Zeshalai Bifneze. So what would he do? He didn't know how to read Persian, so he would bring it to two Goyish Persians, two Kusim, and he would make them read it to him, not in front of the other one. Masiach Vituma, he would do this as a by the way, Masiach Vituma, meaning he wouldn't do it as an official thing. He would try to get them to do it as a seeming like nonchalantly, so they don't like try to trick him and realize it's something important. But rather, no, by the way, what does it say right there on the Shtar? And if they would both say the same thing, again, separately, then he knows what's actually written on the Shtar, and he would collect even from Nechasa Mishabadim using that Shtar. Amar Vashir, Vashir said, Amar Li Rav Huna Bar Nasan, Rav Huna Bar Nasan said to me, Hachi Amar Amemar, Amemar said like this, Hai Shtar Parsa, the Chasmi Aleh Saadi Yisrael, a Persian Shtar that has Jewish Edim signed on it, Magbina Bemi Mishabdi. We could collect from using that shtar from Nechasa Mishabadim, even from Nechasa Mishabadim. Says the Gemara, V'ala Yodin the Mikri. But you don't know how to read a Persian shtar, so how could you possibly collect? Says the Gemara, but they all do, when they knew, meaning these Edim, they knew how to read a Persian shtar. But also you need a Ksav She'ina Yachal Izdaev. And as we saw before, this came up, usually how to make a regular shtar in Bezdin, it's a special halacha that you need to have a Ksav She'ina Yachal Izdaev, a Ksav that you can't forge. And that means that you treated this shtar already, this cloth, you treated it using gallnut water, and that makes it that you'll be able to tell if something was erased. Because again, everything is very misguided when you use gallnut water, and therefore, you'll be able to tell if something was erased. So you see that it wasn't really forged. If someone tried to play any tricks after it, you would see that. And therefore, Veleka, you don't really have that by Persian shtars, because we're assuming that they didn't treat their shtars with the gallnut water. Says Gemara, Bedafitan, okay, and Hanami, we're dealing with a case where they did do that. But there's another halacha that we have to do as Jewish shtars, that we have to do a little summary of the whole shtar at the end, the last line of it, and you don't have that. You don't have that summary at the end of the shtar on Persian shtars. That's only by Jewish shtars. Says the Gemara and Hanami. We're talking about a case where they did it. And they did have that last summary also on the shtar. Okay, so what exactly is the big chiddush over here? If it checks all the boxes, then obviously it's going to be good, and you could use this shtar even to collect from Nechasa Mishabadim. So says the Gemara, Velamai Kamashman, so what exactly is the Chiddush over here? If it checks all the boxes, what's the Chiddush? The Cholashan Kasher? What are you going to tell me? That the Chiddush is that any Lashon is going to be Kasher, that you could write a Shtar in any language. And even this, that it's written in Persian, that's going to be okay. That's Chiddush Tanina, it's a Mishnah. Get Shikasva Ivris. Get that you wrote in Lashon HaKadosh, the Edov Yevanis, and the Edom on it are in Greek, or Yevanis Vedov Ivris, or the opposite, it was written in Greek, but the Edom are in Hebrew, Kosher, it's going to be Kosher. So what's the big Chiddush? If that's the Chiddush that you could write in any language, and that's why we brought this whole thing to tell you that you could even write it in Persian, we know that, it's a Mishnah, it says the Gemara, Imahi, no, if I only had that Mishnah, Havamin Hanimil B'Gitin, I would think that's only true by regular Gitin, Get Isha, because again, we're more makel by Get Isha to be Matar Naguna, Avu Bishar Shtar is Loi, but I would think by regular Shtar, we wouldn't be able to write in any other language, Kamash Malan. Even this case, that's written in Persian, so we see even by Shtar Shtars, it's going to be okay to write in a different language. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Nasan lo nir chalak, v'amar lo hareza gitech. If he gave his wife a blank piece of paper, and he said, hareza gitech, this is your get. Migureshes. The halacha is, she is going to be divorced, and chayshinon, and she's divorced. Why? Why is she divorced? He handed her a piece of paper. She's divorced because chayshinon shema b'mei milin kasva, because we have to be worried that maybe he wrote it using mei milin, which we saw before is going to be kosher, and mei milin, maybe it got wiped out and absorbed into the paper, so now it looks like a blank piece of paper, but maybe originally it was a get, and there was actually everything you needed on the get, and it just got absorbed, so you can't really tell something was written, but we have to be chayshish that maybe this is what happened, and therefore, even if he gives her a blank piece of paper and says, Hareza Gitech, she is going to be divorced. Meisvei, I'll ask you, Kasha, on Shmuel. Hareza Gitech, he says, this is your get. And then he took it right away and threw it into the water. Or he threw it into the fire. Or he threw it into anywhere that's going to get rid of the shtar. So basically, he says, Hareza Gitech, gives her a get, and immediately throws it into the water or a fire or anything else. And then he said, you know what, by the way, that wasn't actually a get. I just fooled you. I was tricking you. It was really a shtar pasim or a shtar mana. Shtar pasim and shtar mana are these different type of shtaris that people used to write to each other, meaning one good friend would write to the other good friend just to make the other guy feel good. And he would write him a shtar. I owe you $1,000,000. And the whole point of the shtar, it wasn't an actual real shtar. The point was to look like a real shtar so you could show other people, look, this guy owes me $1,000,000, to look like Asher, to look like a rich person. But either way, that's a shtar pasim. A shtar amana is also a similar thing. He writes him that he owes him a certain amount of money, and he trusts him that he's not going to collect any. But the whole thing is just to look good with these shtaros. You could hang it on your wall, and people will see you're a rich guy, because people owe you a lot of money. But the point is, if he gives this get to his wife, and it's a blank piece of paper, and then he throws it into the... Not a blank piece of paper, sorry. He gives a get. She didn't have the time to read it, whatever it is. He immediately gets rid of it, throws it into the ocean, a fire, something else, the whole dover of it. And then he says, by the way, it wasn't a get, bechalal. You're still married to me. It was really a shtar pasim or a shtar mana, and you would never know because it's in the water or it's in the fire. Says the Gemara, megureshes. She is divorced. And he is not believed at all to aser her and claim that she's still an Eishes Ish, still married to him. Okay, so what do we see from here? Time of the Iksav. The only reason it's going to work, and we're going to say megureshes, is because there is some type of ksav on here. There's something written on this piece of paper, and therefore we're assuming it's a get, and he can't go back on it. But the only thing is, meaning, in by El Chidusha, we have to tell you that this is, if there was a bigger chidush, then even if it was a blank piece of paper, it would be okay. So first of all, we would have to say that. And Dafka, we see it's only going to be a case because he claimed it was a shtar pasim. Again, the fact that he's claiming that it was a different shtar, if it was a blank piece of paper, he would have just said it was blank. So the fact that he's claiming it's a different shtar shows us there was something written on here. And the only reason why he's not going to be believed and she's going to be divorced is time of the kiksav, because there is something written on here. Halek kiksav lay. But if there was nothing written on here and it was not a blank piece of paper, and he doesn't even have to claim that it was some other type of shtar. He could have just said that it's a blank piece of paper. It seems that no. It seems that he wouldn't be believed. And it wouldn't. She wouldn't be divorced based off that. So Kashan Shmuel that said when you give her a get, a blank piece of paper, she's going to be divorced. Because we have to be chashed that maybe once upon a time a get was written on it and it just got absorbed. Says Gemara, Kikamar Shmuel. When did Shmuel say? You're right. But when did Shmuel say that she's going to be divorced if you give her a blank piece of paper? When we use this certain type of dye to check the shtar to see if something was actually written on here. And that's a good way to check to see if words were once written on here. E-palit-palit. If the words show, once you use this method to check, then they show, and it's going to be good. And that's when Shmuel said that she's going to be divorced. V'ilay-palit. If nothing showed, lav-klomu, then you're right, it's not going to be anything. And that's why the deal from the Braisa would be that only if there were words on it, it's going to be okay, and she's going to be divorced. So also in Shmuel's case, it's a case where we're going to do this process and see actually that something was once written there. Says the Gemara of Chipad Mayave, who cares if something shows now? If words show once you do this process to it, hashdu depal. Only now it was showed. But when you divorced her with it, there were no words on it. So who actually cares? Why would it make a difference? Says the Gemara, Shmuel nami chashinu kamar. Shmuel himself, he only said that she's a suffik grusha, that she's maybe divorced, mi suffik. He didn't mean in 100% she's divorced, vaday. She's divorced, mi suffik, because they handed this paper, we have to be chashish, but he didn't mean it as a vaday thing. So, and a chanami, right? Because it's only when he gave it to her, it was blink, and that's why it's only a chash from Shmuel, it's not a clear cut din. Amrivina, Ravina said, Amrili Amemar. Amemar said to me like this, Hachi Amar Meremar Mishmeder Avdimi. Rav Meremar told me in the name of Ravdimi, Hani Beitre, Diyav Gita Kamayu. The two people that you give the get in front of, who is that? That's the Edim Mesira. The two people you're giving the get over in front of, the Edim Mesira, the Edim that watch you give the get to her. So those two Edim, Tzorach Lemekray, they need to read the get. Based off what we just saw. The Braisa says, he gave her the get. He took it right away and threw it into the water. Or into a fire. And then he claims, by the way, it wasn't a get. It was a shtar pasim. A shtar amana. Megureshes. She is divorced. And he is not believed to say that she's still an Eishes Ish. And he's not believed to say that it was a shtar pasim and it wasn't a get. We believe that it was 100% a get. Here's the kasha. If you're going to tell me that you need to read the get before you give it over to her in front of the Edim Asira, and then Buster the Karui and me Matsi Amr the Hachin. Then after you just read out the get out loud, and he read the get in front of the Edim Asira, everyone read it. They know exactly what's written on this piece of paper. Could he possibly claim after that, after he throws it into the fire, that it's a shtar pasim or it's a different type of shtar? You just read it, and everyone knows what's written in it, and everyone knows it's 100% a get. Says the Gemara, Leitricha the Chiddush is the Buster the Karui Eile the Beyade. The case was that right after he read it, he put it into his sleeve, the Afka, and he took something out. So Ma'al the Tema, I would think that we have to be Chayshish. That maybe he switched his get. You read it in front of everyone. Everyone knows that this is a get isha, but then you put it into your sleeve and you took something out. So maybe I have to be chashish that maybe you took something else out and you took out a shtar pasim and that's what you gave to her. You didn't give the get that you just read out loud. And then you took that and threw it in the fire, so maybe you didn't actually divorce her. Kamash Milan, that we're not chashish and we believe 100% that it's a get. However, there was a person, he threw a get over to his wife, and he threw it, landed between the barrels. Mezuzah. Then they checked over there what he threw between the barrels, and all they found was a mezuzah. Different type of cloth, but they found a mezuzah, not a get. So Rav Nachman says, mezuzah beini dani lo shchicha. Mezuzah between the barrels is not shchiach at all. That's not usually where people find mezuzahs, and therefore we paskin that that's what he threw over there, and he didn't actually throw a gedisha, and she's not going to be divorced. And that's only true. There's takachada. When you find one mezuzah over there, avo beis, gimel. But if you find two or three mezuzahs over there, Then we're going to say midahave from the fact that these other mezuzahs were there, so hanami have. So that mezuzah you found was also over there already, vikita. And it's a get that he actually threw over there, because again, when you found the mezuzah, but you found a few mezuzahs over there, so we have to be chesed that almost the mezuzahs were there already. What he threw was actually a get. She's going to be divorced. Why didn't you find the get? Where did it go? We have to say that maybe the mice took it away, but we're going to believe, and we're going to pass again, that that was actually a get that he threw over there. However, there was a person, the Alibi Kanishna. He went to the shul, Shakla Sefer Torah. He took a Sefer Torah, Yavla Ledevisu, and he gave it to his wife. He hands her a Sefer Torah, Amr Lani told her, Harezagitech, Hagitech, this is your get. He hands her a Sefer Torah and says, this is your get. So Amr Mesiv said, what exactly is the Chashash? Is there really any room to assume that she's actually divorced based off this? What would be what could be the possible Chashash? Imisha Mei Milin, if you're going to tell me it's Mei Milin, that maybe he wrote on the back of the Sefer Torah, on a blank part of the Sefer Torah, he writes a get for her, and he wrote it in Mei Milin that you can't see anymore because it got absorbed in. If so, we know the halacha ain Mei Milin al gabe Mei Milin. Mei Milin, you can't write on top of other Mei Milin. It's not going to be considered a ksav, and therefore a Torah, the cloth is made with Mei Milin. It's soaked in gallnut water already. That's how you're supposed to make the cloth for a Sefer Torah, and therefore ain Mei Milin al gabe Mei Milin. So that's not something we'd be chashish for, because even if he wrote it, it wouldn't be considered a ksav, and it wouldn't be a good get. Imishim kriyas d'isma. If you're going to tell me that we have to be chashish, maybe because of the psukim of in the Torah, the psukim describing gerushin, where it says v'kasav la sefer krisus, the parsha of krisus that's in the Torah, and that's what he was referring to when he gave it to her, and he meant to divorce her using that pasuk of v'kasav la sefer krisus. If you're going to tell me that habayina v'kasav la lishma, you need it to be lishma. You need the sefer to write it dafka for her lishma v'leka, and you don't have that because this sefer Torah, although it has the pasuk v'kasav la sefer krisus, wasn't written for her. It says gemar mechitem aleichas noma aktim beyav lezuzel lesafer meikara. Maybe you want to be chayshish that maybe he paid the cipher when he was writing the Sefer Torah to have in mind her and to write it lishma as a get for his wife. If you're going to tell me that, we still have a different issue. Habeinan shina shmai vishma shem ira vishem ira. We still need their names and the names of their cities in the get, and therefore that's obviously v'leka. That's something you don't have, and that's why it's not going to be good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Ma'akamash Malan. What meaning? Of course, it's possible. Why is Rabbi Yosef going through this bechelah? Why is he going through this if obviously this is going to be possible? So what's the chiddush over here? What's he trying to show us? The chiddush is she'ein me'milin. The whole chiddush over here is that ein me'milin al gam me'milin. This is why we brought it out again, because we said what was the chashash? What could we possibly be chashash for? Maybe that he actually wrote a get on a blank part of the Sefer Torah, and that would be good. But we used me'milin, so it got erased a little bit. So he's telling you that no, since a Sefer Torah is made using gallnut water, it's already gallnutted and it's already soaked in me'milin. So that's the whole chiddush over here, that in me'milin, al gabe me'milin. We're not going to be chashash that maybe he wrote it using me'milin, because even if he did and it got crossed out, in me'milin, al gabe me'milin, soaked out really. It got faded, in me'milin, al gabe me'milin, and it wouldn't be considered a ksav, and she's not going to be divorced.